Hello, I'm Roger Hart from Movie Life Principles. Welcome back. Let's find out more about the life principle, follow your heart and your passion today. My message has three sections. Number one, the movie scenes. Number two, the life principle behind it. And number three, your next steps. Section 1. The movie scenes. Phil sits in a restaurant, reads a book, and enjoys his coffee. There's classic piano music playing in the background, and at one point, Phil stops reading, looks up, and listens more closely to the music. He smiles and looks around the room to see if anyone else is enjoying the music as much as he is. It seems as if he's making a mental note or decision. The next scene shows Phil walking to a house, going up the stairs, and knocking on the door. We soon discover it's the house of a piano teacher, and Phil offers her $1,000 to start instantly with piano lessons. Several times in the movie, we see Phil continuing his lessons, getting better every time. He's very much into playing the piano, chewing on his gum and blowing bubbles. On his final Groundhog Day in Punxsutawney, Phil plays the piano on stage at the Groundhog Day party. He wears sunglasses, a suit, and really enjoys himself playing and being on stage. He looks very relaxed. There's a band accompanying him. When Rita shows up at the party with Larry and Nancy, she's very surprised to see Phil up there. Her eyes are sparkling with joy. She blooms as if she were the most beautiful flower in the room. Rita is impressed at how versatile and passionate Phil is today. So far, she has known him to be bitter, sarcastic, egocentric, and indifferent. But now her heart soars. Phil's piano teacher proudly tells Rita that she's Phil's teacher. When Phil comes off stage, he's beaming with joy. He's at ease and you can see his new self-confidence. He's truly a master of his trade. He's discovered his passions and his talents and he's followed them, living a fulfilled life. You can see how much the people around him appreciate his talents and his contribution to the party, and, on a greater scale, to the world. Now we're moving to section 2, the life principle behind these movie scenes, follow your heart and your passion. When you do things you're excited and passionate about, you have a very high energy level and you're in the flow. Flow is a mental state where you're focused, fully involved, energized, and happy. You're so into one activity that you forget about yourself, your emotions, and time. So being passionate is helping you in many ways. It releases joy and stimulates happiness, success, and fulfillment. Imagine all those positive feelings as a massive booster for your energy, your health, and your interaction with other people. Remember Phil? Mentally, physically, and emotionally, he was completely positive and at ease. It was in this state that people responded to him differently. At this point, I would once again like to thank the creators of the Groundhog Day movie and Phil, who showed us how one can turn his whole life around. Are you ready to take action? The last section is about your next steps. Download our free worksheet for this exercise. You'll receive the website link at the end of this podcast. I'm going to introduce you to four different ways to find your passion. Pick the one that you like the most or try all of them. Number one, ask yourself, if I could do one thing for the rest of my life, what would it be? Number two. Answer the following questions. What excites me? What do I read about? What have I secretly dreamed of? What am I really good at? Number 3. Do the 3-movie exercise. Without thinking too much, list your 3 favorite movies. At this moment in time, mine are Groundhog Day, Far and Away, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Now examine those 3 movies and determine the common thread running through each. For example, people who find their big dream, pursue it, and meet the love of their life along the way. This statement gives you an idea about your passion in life. Try out several threads and approaches. Or you can determine other things that those 3 movies have in common. Number 4. Revisit your childhood mentally or think of a special time in the past and ask yourself, what did I love to do? Would I enjoy that activity now? What can be translated and added into my life now? Write down everything that comes to mind. Make a list. Experiment and try with one or more of the 4 ways I've presented. Take the time to do it. It's a priority. Talk to people who are involved with what you find interest in. Study people who already do what you'd like to do. And finally, start doing what you love. To get your free worksheet for this life-changing lesson, visit us at movielifeprinciples.com. If you want to change your habits forever, our guide on how to establish new habits will really help. Subscribe to our mailing list and receive the condensed email version for free. Or for just a very small donation, you can download the full color, all singing, all dancing version, which includes fun and inspirational cartoons and many more useful insights. I hope you request these resources. I know they will help you to live a better, happier, more successful, and more rewarding life. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you liked it. Join me again for another life-changing lesson soon. It's a great honor for me to finish my message on Groundhog Day with the wording of Phil. From Movie Life Principles, it's Roger Hart. So long.